Well, hello everyone and welcome to ENBC Church Family at Home. It's great to have you joining us today, and if this is your first time connecting with us, then we give you a really warm welcome. If you've got young children, then please go on our website. There's some fantastic resources there that you can tap into, and you'll find them on the East Mains Church website. This is Pentecost Sunday, and in a moment we're going to be in Acts 2, and we're going to be looking at the promise fulfilled, the believers filled, and the church empowered. But this is also an important day for us as Baptists across the UK, because today in solidarity we are joining in prayer to remember those across the world whose lives have just been shattered through this pandemic. And so particularly tonight, at our corporate Zoom prayer meeting, we're going to be thinking and praying kind of globally for people, some of the most vulnerable and some of the most poorest people in this world, just upholding them before God in prayer. So let me encourage you, if you want to join that prayer time, then just send me a wee note or Albert, and we'll send you the link to that corporate prayer time. You know, it has been great to be receiving all your different clips, and we're just going to watch a few more now together.
Hello everyone, just a wee update from the Drummies. I would just like to talk a wee bit about life group to start with. The men's life group is still going ahead. We are working through Zoom on a Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. And it's been great to see some familiar faces and some new faces on it as well. If anybody would like to join, just drop me a wee message and we can get you included in it. When lockdown first started, myself and Fiona ended up working from home, and we have been for the past 8 weeks.
Hi there. We've been trying to keep sane by doing gardening, so we've been planting lots of plants. I've got plants everywhere. Every space I can find is filled with plants, and we've been doing a bit of work out in the garden. David's been busy building and brickworking and all sorts of stuff, and the kids are busy working at the table. We have to work from home, so David and I are both set up with laptops, printer, scanner, files, paper, you name it.
Good morning, my name is Myra, and I have been going to East Mains Baptist Church for the last 7 years with my husband Gil. We have just recently become members at East Mains and are thoroughly enjoying settling in there and being part of the ministry there. During this time of the pandemic, I have found it both good and difficult. The reason I found it good, I managed to get all the house painted and decorated, cleaned and all the garden done. And I found that I really do enjoy painting and find it very therapeutic. One of the problems I have, I find it very difficult to sit. I am a doer. I'm not one of these people that just sits about. I've got to be busy all the time. While I've been at home, I have found the presence of God absolutely amazing, for the simple reason I always have my quiet time in the morning, never at night because I'm too tired at night. And I love having fellowship with God in the morning, but, you know, just having that extra time to sit and listen, to hear what he's saying to me, to think, you know, about the services and what Mark and Rory and David are speaking about, and all about Philippines. I enjoy Philippines. I love that book of the Bible anyway. So it's been absolutely amazing getting even more insight to what God's saying to me. What am I doing with my life at this particular time, and where is my future going? I am part of the Village Centre Cafe. I work there with Christine, Caitlin, Erin and lots of volunteers who I am missing dreadfully at the moment. But one of the things that I am missing really, really badly is the customers, because we in the cafe have got regular customers who come in sometimes every day, or sometimes, you know, they'll come in every second or third day. Some, you know, really regular customers, you can tell what days they're going to come in. And, you know, I love spending time just talking to them, seeing where they are, how they're getting on. And I am really missing them at the moment. And I just kind of feel God, where are they? What are they doing? How are they keeping? Are you keeping them safe? And I can't wait to get back to the cafe. Even if we've got to have a time where there's not as many in, I'm just looking forward to seeing the customers, to saying hello. And one of the things about cafe, you get a lot of cuddles, and I get a lot of cuddles in the cafe, and I'm looking forward to getting a lot of cuddles from the customers, or even just to give them a wee bit of comfort, and, you know, just to let them know that you care about them and love them. And that's what it's all about. And I think that's where we come into our own in the village centre, when we can show the love of Jesus. I just want to stop there by blessing you all and just saying I really miss everybody. And what I look forward to getting back to doing is getting to know more people, because I noticed that through the EMBC Connect group, I know very few people. So if you see me coming up to you in the future and asking, who are you? What's your name? You'll know my name is Myra. And I am looking forward to speaking to you all. So God bless you all. Take care and stay safe. Bye.
Thank you again to the folks that have sent in clips. Keep them coming in. You know, we just love to hear what everyone's been doing during this lockdown time. Remember, hold your camera, hold your phone in landscape and record it and send it to us. We're going to come into a time of worship now. And before we do so, I just want to read to you from Psalm 100. The psalmist writes, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." Let me hand over to Mary now, and let us enjoy worshipping God together.
Good morning. It's great to be worshipping with you today. As we begin our time of worship together, Jenny is going to read Psalm 46 to us.
Is a refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble and its swell at its swell. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolation on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary, for leading us in that time of worship. This is Pentecost Sunday, and one of my favourite stories is told by a guy called Bill Bright, the founder of Campus Crusades. And he tells a story in his book, How to be Filled with the Holy Spirit. And the story is about a famous oil field in America. And the field, there was a ranch owned by a man called Mr. Yates, and he owned this ranch, and it was during the Depression, and he was really struggling, and he would wander those kind of rolling West Texas hills, wondering how he was going to kind of pay for his bills, how he was going to feed his family, how he was going to clothe them, and he was just really concerned. And then one day, up to the front door, into his ranch, came a seismographic crew from an oil company. And they asked if they could, drill what's called a wildcat well to see if there was oil on his land. And so he signed a lease contract, and the drilling started. And at 1,100 feet, they struck a huge oil reserve. I mean, the first well came in at 80,000 barrels a day, and some of the other wells that were done on his land were twice as much as that. And years and years after this discovery, there was still, you know, hundreds of thousands of barrels a day coming out of Mr. Yates's land. He owned the oil all as well. He had the mineral rights. He owned it all. And yet, up until they came to his door, he'd been living in poverty. The problem, he didn't know the oil was there. Even though he owned it, he didn't know it was there. And Bright goes on to say, many Christians live in spiritual poverty. They are entitled to the gifts of the Holy Spirit and his energizing power, but they are not aware of their birthright. Folks, my prayer for you today as you listen to this message is that you would know and experience all that is available to you in and through the Holy Spirit. You know, following Jesus is the most dynamic, the most exciting, the most radical, purposeful life that we can live. Why? Because when we become a follower of Jesus, we receive the very presence of Jesus into our lives through the Holy Spirit. And when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we live a life that makes a difference because the Holy Spirit makes such a big difference within us. What some of us like to refer to as the Spirit-filled life. And you know, this isn't some deluxe edition for Christians who are only a chosen few. This is God's heart for all who follow him, that they would lead a Spirit-filled life. So turn with me to Acts 2, where we're going to see the promise fulfilled, the believers filled, and the church empowered. The disciples have watched Jesus ascend into heaven, and he has said to them to wait. In Acts 1, wait, because the Holy Spirit is coming. And this is what we read now in Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. If you read on, you'll see that there was a crowd that gathered, and they were utterly amazed because they heard these men speaking in their own languages. And they wondered, how is it that each of us hear them in our own native language? Something supernatural happens that day. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would just speak now into our lives. You know, that first Pentecost, your Holy Spirit came in power and filled those believers that were gathered that day. Lord, that is our prayer today. As we meet here today on this Pentecost Sunday, that we would all know a fresh experience of your Holy Spirit filling and empowering our lives so that you may get all the glory. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The Spirit-filled life is for all who follow Jesus. And the first thing in this text we see is that it is the promise fulfilled. Verse 1, when the day of Pentecost came, the disciples are together. We know from Acts 1 that they've been praying, they're waiting. Jesus has promised them that the Holy Spirit's coming. We see that in John 16. Jesus said, it is good for you that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the advocate, referring to the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. That's the promise of Jesus. In Acts 1, verse 4, he said to him, don't leave Jerusalem. Wait for the gift my Father promised. And this was a gift speaking of prophetically in the Old Testament. In Joel chapter 2, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And if you read on in Acts 2, Peter quotes this to explain what's happening to the crowd that gathers there on that day. This outpouring would break down all barriers, age barriers, gender barriers, social barriers, rich and poor, ethnic barriers. And so today we celebrate the promise fulfilled. And the power of the Holy Spirit comes in to the lives of the believers on that day. And we today live in the fulfillment of this promise, not waiting, but receiving. Do you know that this is available to you? Are you a bit like Mr. Yeats, missing out on all that is available for you? See, there's a promise that's been fulfilled and it's available to you today. We then go on to see that the believers are filled. In verse 4, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. The result of this outpouring is the infilling of the disciples. They're baptized, they're immersed in the power of the Spirit. It's the promise of the Father, it's the promise of the Son, the very Spirit of God coming into our lives. You know, Mike Pilavachi and Andy Croft, in their book, Everyday Supernatural, I recommend that book to you. Everyday Supernatural, Living the Spirit-Filled Life Without Being Weird. They say this: a life full of everyday supernatural is a life full of acts of divine power that reveal more of God's love. And they go on to say this: whilst all Christians have the Holy Spirit, there is more to experience. We use the word experience deliberately. Whenever the Spirit is poured out in the book of Acts, it's obvious, they say. People know they have the Spirit and can clearly see the effects. See, the promise is fulfilled and the believers are filled, and the evidence of that, they know and they see and other people see in their life. Just read through the book of Acts and you get to see that. You know, people will say to me sometimes, Mark, how is this ongoing Spirit-filled life possible? Well, Paul teaches in Ephesians 5:18 to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and the grammar of that is go on being filled with the Spirit. It's not a one-off event. The Spirit is active in our lives, bringing us to faith, convicting us of sin. And when we ask Jesus into our life, the Spirit of God comes into our lives and we start an amazing Spirit-filled life. But as someone wiser than me once said, we leak. We need God's filling, God to keep filling us up each day. So I want to just give you four words to take away with you today to go on living that Spirit-filled life. Ask, receive, surrender and expect. Firstly, ask. You know, I can remember being in a college lecture at Bible College and someone asking one of my professors, how can you be filled with the Holy Spirit? And I remember him being very gracious because I think he was quite alarmed that the student didn't maybe know this. And I remember him saying to the student and actually to the whole class, open your Bibles at Luke 11. And this is what he read. Which of your fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Ask. So we come in prayer and we ask, knowing that God is willing to give. Romans 5:5, because God's love has been poured out into your hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Ask, knowing that God loves you and wants to give you this wonderful gift into your life. That leads us on to the second point, which is receive. We recently got an Xbox a few months ago, and it came with this game with it in which you get to play a Jedi, a Star Wars game. And I thought, fantastic. I thought, this is wonderful. I'm going to get to jump around and with a lightsaber and bop stormtroopers on the head. And the girls are like, are we ever going to get a turn on this, Dad, you know? But the game turned out to be a wee more complicated. Is more complicated. There's kind of puzzles you've got to solve. There's clues you've got to do. There's tasks. There's problems that need solved. It's pretty complicated at the time. All I wanted to do was run around with a lightsaber, bopping stormtroopers. It's much, much more complicated than that. And when we think about the Spirit-filled life, we need to make sure that actually we don't make it more complicated than it needs to be. It's not a puzzle. It's not a problem that needs solved. We ask and we receive. Notice what Jesus says, the Father will give the Holy Spirit. We talk about the gift of the Holy Spirit. You know, I have heard many speakers through the years saying that the cross brings into our lives two things we don't deserve: the forgiveness of sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit. We ask and we receive the gift that God gives us. Look back in Luke chapter 11. I love when Jesus says, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? There's a sense of abundance here. How much more? This is something that isn't locked away or has to be cracked for a special code. It is a gift to be received. It is the promise for all who believe in Jesus. And the third word is surrender. Galatians 5:18, Paul writes about us being led by the Spirit. You know, I have learned through the years that when I wake up in the morning and pray, Father God, fill me afresh with your Spirit for today, I'm not praying for a warm, fuzzy feeling. That I've learned through the years that that's actually a deep prayer of surrender. Lord, all I am is yours, and I'm praying that you fill me with your Spirit. That means if I've got undealt with sin, the Spirit's going to go there. That means if I'm struggling to forgive someone, the Spirit's going to go there. That means if I face a decision that day, wonderfully, the Spirit's going to be active in helping me discern what to do. It means when I'm weak, he's there to strengthen me. It means when I don't know what to maybe say or don't know what to maybe pray, the Spirit is there as I surrender all to him. And the fourth word is expect. You know, if I visited you every week and every time I visited, I brought you something to eat, then after a while, you would always have that expectation. Oh, Mark's coming. Wonderful. He's going to bring me something to eat. I wonder what it'll be this week. And if I turned up with nothing, you'd be thinking, wait a minute. I always expect Mark to bring me something. See, we need to live with the expectation that the Holy Spirit is always, always going to be active in our lives. Live with that desire for him to show up more and more as you ask, as you receive, as you surrender. Then believe, expect that you're going to see the Holy Spirit working in your life. That he'll change you more, that he'll use you more, that things will happen in your life only because the Spirit of God is active in your life. We ask, we receive, we surrender, and we live with expectation. The Spirit-filled life. This is what God wants for you. When the Spirit of God is working in your life, you're empowered by God. And we see this if we come back to our text. When the promise is fulfilled, the believers are filled, and the church is empowered. See, this is supernatural what happens here. They speak in other languages. Everyone there understands what they're saying. It's supernatural what is happening here. Peter gets up to speak to 3,000 people. And when we are empowered, supernatural things happen in our life. We're able to show the compassion of Jesus, the peace of Jesus, the grace and the heart of Jesus in ways that we ourselves naturally would not be able to do. Where the supernatural happens in extraordinary ways in our life, but also in the very ordinary days of our life as well. And you see that if you go on in through the book of Acts. But we see it also, and I would encourage you to read on in Acts 2 this week. Because look what happens in Peter's life. And there is Peter. He had denied Jesus. He was a hothead. He had mucked up so many times before. But Peter has now met the risen Lord Jesus. And he's been restored and he's been filled with the Holy Spirit. Remember, this is the man that didn't even have the courage to acknowledge Jesus to a servant girl who asked him, are you one of his followers? And he denied Jesus, remember. And now he's up speaking to thousands of people. Was Peter a trained speaker? I don't think so. The Holy Spirit was empowering him. You know, we are here today because for centuries, God has taken ordinary people like you and me, and he's filled us with his Spirit. And ordinary people have done extraordinary things, and the church has kept going and kept growing. We see then in Acts 2, the promise is fulfilled. The believers are filled and the church is empowered. Today I say to you, don't miss out. Don't walk around with the fullness of the Spirit available to you and not receiving that. Don't walk around not opening your life to all that God wants you to know and have in your life. Ask, receive, surrender, and live with that expectation of the Spirit-filled life. Now, God, in his love, has given us an amazing gift. And in a moment, Mary's going to play some really kind of quiet, meditative, reflective music. And I'd encourage you during that time to just be in God's presence. And maybe you want to just pray through those four words. Ask to be filled afresh with the Holy Spirit today. Receive the gift that the Father has for you. Remember, you don't need to pass some test. It's not some code that we need to crack. It's a gift from God to you. Receive it. Surrender all of my life, Lord. All of my life I surrender. Come and fill me, and I surrender all. And expect that he will meet you and move in your life in extraordinary ways and in the ordinary days of your life. Let me pray for you now, and then I'm going to hand back over to Mary. Lord, I pray today on this Pentecost Sunday. I pray for a fresh release of your Spirit into all who listen to this talk. Where there is maybe resistance and fear and doubt around your Holy Spirit, Lord, remove that today, so that all who hear this can know the Holy Spirit really working in their lives. Lord, I pray for more of your Spirit's empowering for all who listen to this today. In their personal witness, Lord, that you would empower them. In their lives, Lord, that you would keep changing them. I just pray, Lord, for more of your Spirit, more of your spiritual gifts to be released, Lord. The gifts of healing, the gifts of prophecy and tongues and knowledge and wisdom and discernment. Lord, release these gifts in your local church today, Father. Lord, empower your church through your Spirit for all that you have for them. Lord, you don't call us to be lording it over people. You call us to love people more and more. Lord, fill us with your Spirit and enable us to do that. Lord, today we ask, we receive, we surrender, and we have an expectation that your Spirit is going to move now in our lives. Come, Holy Spirit, come. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Take this time now as Mary plays to just be in God's presence and meet with him now. Thank you. thank you to Mary for again just playing that song for us. And this week ahead, let me encourage you when you wake up in the morning to just say, Lord, fill me with your Spirit afresh today for all that is ahead today. Again, let me remind you, if you need help, please do contact us. If it's a practical issue, if it's something you would need prayer for, then please get in touch with us. If you are able to help in some way, then let us know. We've got a fantastic team of volunteers that have been phoning people, that have been doing some practical help for people where appropriate, using social distancing. So please, if you need help or you can help, then let me encourage you to get in contact with us. Keep praying. And join us tonight if you want for prayer, and keep trusting God is sovereign. And as we come to the close, let me just say these words as we close now. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, both now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you and enjoy your day ahead.